Hola, amigos.
Mr. Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Marshal Lassiter's Son. In the 1870s, Roswell, New Mexico, was one of the most boisterous, rough, and noisy towns on the frontier. As was to be expected, its leading citizens were men of ill repute. Foremost of these were Dobie Raynor and Slick Santana, gunman and gambler, respectively. They brought the atmosphere of death to the tense group seated at a poker table in the Red Dog Saloon.
Sand, you still please like that music, Slick. I'm going to be buried.
Tell you what I'll do, Dobie. I'll try to fix them both.
I aiming to do it, Slick. You know, I'm sitting in on this game, too.
Oh, get your dander up, Don. What about the piano?
Hey, Professor, found out a livelier tone with you. You're putting us all asleep.
Professor almost knocked himself out to get that dollar you thought
to sleep. Well, take care of the piano. This for your hand, Dobie. How many are you going to discard?
Three.
Don?
One.
Anybody else? Y'all got a pat hand, huh? And me too.
I reckon you fix this hand just like you fix the music, Slick. It'll cost you 50 to see it.
I think you're bluffing, Dobie. I'll see you at 50. Not at 50 more.
After that, Don, I reckon I ought to fold, just like the rest of the boys have done.
Suit yourself, Slick.
I wouldn't be much of a gambler if I let you bluff me, Don. I'll see it.
Well, looks like it's up for me. Since I ain't got enough chips, I'll put up cash as soon as I get it out of my wallet. Oh, now ain't that clumsy of me to drop...
Wait a minute, Dobie.
What's the matter, Don?
I got money on the table. I want to see inside that wallet, Dobie.
You calling me for cheating?
I ain't calling you for nothing until I see inside that wallet. And I ain't playing this hand until I do.
Why, you mealy-mouthed scissor, Bill. Go for your...
Yo, Sot! Don Martin went for his gun. Dobie Raynor did what he had to do. It was fair and square. He beat him to the draw.
Anyone else want to see the inside of this wallet? In that case, we'll play out the hand. I'm raising at 50. Anybody calling me? No? Well, then it's mine.
No one will argue that, Dobie, except maybe the new marshal, Wes Lassiter.
Any of you boys can tell Wes Lassiter if he wants to argue, I'm here waiting.
You say the town of Roswell, a very wild town, huh, Cisco?
From what I have heard, Pancho, it is one of the roughest on the frontier.
Oh, then maybe we'll ride to Santa Fe, huh, Cisco?
No.
To Clovis?
No.
To Gallup, huh?
No.
To Albuquerque?
No, Pancho.
To Roswell.
Si, that is right, Pancho. I want to see Wes Lassiter now that he is the new marshal of Roswell.
Oh, you think he'd be as good a marshal as his padre, Senor John Lassiter?
Well, you'll have to go some to beat the old marshal. Our amigo John Lassiter was one of the best law officers this West ever had.
Si. Pancho, remember the time Cisco and the old marshal wiped out the Rainbow Gang in El Paso?
I will never forget that the one member of the Rainbow Gang who escaped shot the old marshal in the back. Nor will I forget that the old marshal asked me to look after his children if they ever needed help.
Pancho, know how you feel, Cisco? But it'd be a pleasure to look after Senorita Jean, no? Oh, she went beautiful, Senorita, Pancho, think.
She is that, Chico.
Oh, Pancho, no, someday you catch up with that coyote what killed old Marshal Lassiter.
I'd feel more certain about it if I had some idea of his identity.
Oh, you find out. Pancho knows Cisco, and Pancho knows Cisco find out.
And there's the town up ahead, Pancho. Up, Gallup,
go. Go, 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 go. Roswell, a busy little place, no, Cisco?
I wonder where the marshal's office is.
You not look like such a rough town to Pancho. All the hombres going about their business peacefully. Aye, that sound not so peaceful.
Those gunshots sound like they came from over there, the Red Dog Saloon. Come on, Pancho. Let us go inside.
Okay. Pancho, right with you, Cisco.
I could put the next shot through your head. Just as easy.
You put your gun back in your holster and keep it there, Raynor.
Marshal of the town, I'm trying to stop trouble, not start it.
Well, they young Senor West, Cisco, and their Senorita Jean, too.
No smooth-faced young punk of a marshal's going to tell me nothing. After you take your first shave, come back and talk.
Yeah. Careful, Dobie. You'll soil his shiny new badge and he'll cry.
You know, Slinky, you ought to show the new marshal how tough his new job is.
Well, they tried to get Senor West into a gunfight, Cisco.
Let's tell Canyon Domi Raymond. If you try to get West in the crossfire, I'll drop you in your trap.
A momento, Pancho. Let Senor West play his hand. We can step in if we are needed.
That's the best yet. The new marshal's got to hide behind his sister's skirt. Does she wipe your nose for you, too, sir?
Like I said, Rainer, I'm not here to start trouble with you, but I can handle it if it comes. You watch this.
What's Senor West do with that poker chip, Cisco?
You remember, Pancho, the poker chip draw?
Oh, see, the fast draw you and old Marshal Lassiter used to practice all the time.
Let him try it first, West. I'll place this poker chip on the back of your hand. On your gun hand, Dobie. You raise that hand shoulder high and straight out in front of you.
What for?
You're supposed to turn that hand so the poker chip slides off, and then with the same hand, draw your gun and shoot the chip before it hits the floor.
Never mind the explanation, Gene. I'll show him. Before you go gunning anyone else like you did Don Martin, remember this.
Bueno, he did that very well, Pancho.
As far as I know, only two men could beat that draw. My father's dead. The other one...
Fancy shooting tricks don't mean nothing in a showdown, Marshal, big mouth. I figure I'm fast enough to get you and your sister if she deals herself in.
Cisco!
With your permission, senores, I would like to get through.
Cisco, Pancho... Where'd you come from?
Oh, we're standing back of the crowd watching all of this, Senorita Jean.
Cisco Kid.
I think I am the other hombre Marshal West Lassiter was talking about. You, the one called Raynor. You want a showdown? Make it.
No. There's no need to get serious, boys. We were trying to have a little fun with the Marshal because he's so young.
Cisco, Pancho, Jean, you get out of here. I can handle this gambler and his gunslinger.
No doubt you can, Marshal, but... You did not notice this gambler edging around to get you in the back.
Well, just like the coyote would get your father.
Maybe it did sound a little out of hand, but I wasn't really going to draw Wes.
His name is Marshal Lassiter to you, hombre. And if you ever threaten the Senorita Jim, you'll feel more than the back of my hand across your face. Well, no fast draw today, eh, hombre?
Remember... Every moment you're awake or asleep, Cisco, I'm going to get you for this. I'm going to kill you.
I was hoping the three of you'd be waiting for me here in the marshal's office.
Where else would Cisco, Pancho, and I wait for you, Wes?
You keep out of this, Gene. You've talked too much already.
There's no way to talk to your sister, Senor West.
She only tried to help you.
And don't change the fact the whole town thinks I'm yellow, that I need a nursemaid. Well, get this and get it straight. I was hired to be Marshal of Roswell. It's my job, and I'll take care of it.
I did not intend to interfere while you were dealing with Dobie Raynor, Senor West.
Is that right? Cisco, stay back of the crowd and wait till we see that gambler Slick Santana edging behind you.
Badge packers expected to handle situations like that. Dad was able to, and so can I.
You're forgetting, Wes. Dad was a little older than you are, and he handled situations like that, and he still got shot in the back.
I know all about that, and I also know I never should have let you come to this town with me.
Is it such a crime not to want the same thing to happen to you?
Oh, please, Senorita Jean, Senor Wes, not to fight with each other.
What is done is over, Senor Wes, and cannot be undone. Perhaps we made a mistake to step in. Pancho and I would still like to act as your deputies.
What's the matter? You afraid I might build up a reputation of my own? That I'll be a challenge to the great Cisco Kid?
Wes Lassiter, you ungrateful young pup. I ought to wallop you with a hairbrush.
See, that's just what you deserve for acting like a little niño.
Well, I ain't a little boy anymore. Back there in the Red Dog Saloon, I said there was one hombre faster than me on the poker chip draw. You were right, Cisco. I was talking about you. Well, I've changed my mind. You're going to show me how you can shoot the gun out of my hand when I draw on you?
Wes!
Senor Wes!
I just proved the Cisco Kid was afraid to draw.
Well, you know that's not the truth, Wes Lassiter.
Pancho! Pancho, don't go! after him. Cisco and Pancho are the best friends we've got. Don't act like a bullheaded young kid.
I'll tell you how a bullheaded young kid acts, Gene. He kills his first man when he's 12 years old. And by the time he's 21, he's got 21 notches on his gun. He takes care of hombres like Raynor, Santana, and Cisco, too. I'm talking about Billy the Kid.
I know. And he died with a bullet in his back.
We got gambler's luck, Dobie. By taking this shortcut, we beat him.
That's far enough, Slick. This place, I mean. Oh,
oh, oh, now, oh.
Bring your Winchester.
I got it, Dobie.
It's the only place Cisco and Pancho can run across the Rio Hondo. And here's where they'll die.
Cisco and Pancho must have had a fight with Wes Lassiter and his sister.
That young punk would be a corpse now if Cisco hadn't mixed in.
He sure would. I could have gotten him in the back just like you got his father. Anyway, we were lucky. I saw Cisco and Pancho leaving town.
I only hope we're still lucky and they ain't crossed yet.
We are. Look yonder. Here they come.
Cisco's mine. Back of his hand, eh? I'll smash his face with the butt of this rifle after he's dead.
You not say nothing since we leave Roswell, Cisco. Senor will be sorry he talked to you like that. Not you feel so bad, Cisco.
It is not that I feel so badly about Senor West Pancho. I'm worried about him.
See, Pancho know that.
Hold up, hold up,
hold up, hold up.
Get off, loco, quickly, Pancho. Look to the cinch of your saddle. Go around, thing. Lift the stirrup and fender and look to the lateral while you swing loco between yourself and that clump of rocks near the river.
See, Pancho, do it, but what for, Cisco?
Just keep busy while you glance up at those rocks.
Oh, what a shiny light moving, Cisco.
Could not be anything other than the reflection of the sun on the barrel of a gun.
Aye, someone had to try out just now.
Si, there'll be Renor and Slick Santana.
Oh, and that could be nobody else but those buzzards.
Follow me, Pancho. Keep your horse between yourself and those two dry gulches. Run, look at them.
Where we get shelter, Cisco?
Behind these other rocks. They cannot shoot us if they cannot see us. I'm hoping they will get anxious enough to come down after us.
Oh, bueno, Cisco, we be ready for them.
Now, this is far enough.
Pancho, hope we not got long to wait.
If we can capture them now, we'll be helping West Lassiter without anyone knowing about it.
Ah, Pancho, no Cisco not leave town without helping Senor West. Oh, those two mavericks coming?
Over here. We can see without being seen.
Oh, madre mia, it's not those two coyotes. It is Senorita Jean.
Santa, she must be coming after us.
Oh, but she not come from the same direction. Is she riding over near the rocks where that Santana and Rain are hiding?
She must have taken the same shortcut those two pacolets took. Now I know how they were able to get here before us.
Cisco, they shoot at Senorita Jean. She fell from her horse.
No, scuffing sidewinders.
If we ride out there, they kill us too.
You stay here. Pump here. Come on.
No. Pancho, go to. Go, go.
There they come, Dobie. I'll take Pancho. Now's your chance to get Cisco.
But I knew stopping Miguel with a lead slug would bring him out the open, Slick. As soon as I get a bead. Blast that Cisco. He knows where we are.
He sure does, and he'll keep peppering us with bullets every time we go to take aim.
I'm going down the open to meet him.
I got a better idea. Follow me. If we ride down along the edge of the river, we can get back to town without being seen.
Yeah.
I got a way we can get Cisco, Pancho, and young Wes, just like you got old Marshal John Lassiter.
All right, I'm listening.
The only way Cisco and Pancho can prove we gunned down Gene Lassiter is if they eyewitnessed it, and they didn't. When they come back to town, we'll use Gene's death to set Marshal Wes against them.
How are you figuring to do it?
You wait and see. We'll get him. And when we'll... And then we'll do it with Wes Lassiter's trick, the poker chip draw.
You sure you feel good enough to sit up, Senorita Jean?
I'm all right now, Pancho. Oh, that bullet just grazed the side of my forehead.
Glad to see you up on your feet, Senorita Jean. Are you all right?
I was a little wobbly for a minute, Cisco, but I'm all right now. Did you find out anything?
No definite clue that could pin that dry gulch on those coyotes, Santana and Raynor, even though I know it was them.
Of course it them. We go back to town and we beat the truth out of them.
Oh, no, Pancho. That's the way West would do it, with fists or guns instead of by law like Dad would.
What was the cause of that showdown in the cafe?
Santana and Rayner got Don Martin into a crooked card game. When Dobie tried to palm some cards out of his wallet, Don called him. Dobie beat him to the draw.
From the wallet? How he could do that, senorita?
I don't know exactly. Something about Dobie needing cash. He dropped his wallet to the floor, and when Don wanted to see inside...
Santos, you know your padre was shot in the back, senorita?
Of course I do, Cisco. What is that?
Do you know how it happened?
No, not exactly. What has that got to do
with... Madre mia, Cisco, the cards in the wallet. The wallet fall to the floor. That the same way old Marshal John Lasseter killed.
What are you talking about?
Your padre and I were after the last member of the Rainbow Gang. We knew he had to be one of two hombres. I went after one, your padre went after the other.
See, the one Cisco go after proved to be a wild Mustang chase.
The other was the hombre we both looked for. He pulled the same trick with the wallet. When your padre bent down to pick up the wallet and look inside, he was shot in the back.
Dobie Rayner. Oh, and Wes hears he'll go after him like a gunslinger, not like a marshal.
Then it is up to me whether he will become a fast gun on the side of the law like your padre or just a fast gun like Billy the Kid. Come on. We must get back to town pronto.
The thing stacks up like this, Chet. You owe me $600 from losing the cards. How'd you like me to tear up them IOU markers? Forget about that debt.
I'd like it fine, Slick, fine.
Then remember, me and Dobie have been sitting at this table playing cards with you all afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, sure, Slick. That's just what you and Dobie done. I get it.
And don't make no mistakes, Chad, or else you'll get your belly busted open with a bullet.
Oh, you know me better than that, Dobie. Whatever you and Slick say is what I'll do. You can depend on.
Here, take these cards and some chips. Act as though we've been playing.
Young Marshal just came in. He's heading this way. Now pick up your hands and play.
Drop some chips into the pot. Make it look good.
I've been looking for you, Rainer. You too, Santana. We were having a talk before the Cisco kid interrupted. Well, I'm here to finish that talk.
I'm glad you are, Marshal Lassiter, because we want to tell you we were dead wrong about everything.
Well, why the change of heart?
The marshal who can chase the Cisco kid and his partner out of town is the right one for Roswell. Ain't he, Dobie?
Yeah, Slick, no doubt about it.
Nothing like a nice, friendly game of cards to help people forget past differences.
All right, Santana. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones.
Chet, you already won $600 from me this afternoon, and you said you intended to ride over to Fort Defiance.
I didn't realize we'd been playing so long. I gotta get going.
Would you mind taking over Chet's hand, Marshal Lassiter?
Sure, Marshal. I got a good hand. Here, take over my chips. We can settle when I get back to town.
All right, Chet.
See you all later, huh?
Sit down, Marshal.
Chet already drew his cards and bet 50, Marshal. It's Dobie's turn. How many do you want, Dobie?
Three, Slick. Reckon I'll have to see that bet Chet made and raise it 50. Now, since I ain't got enough chips, I'll put up cash as soon as I get it out of my wallet. Now, ain't that clumsy of me to drop.
Now, wait a minute, Dobie.
What's the matter, Marshal Lassiter?
I'd like to see inside that wallet, Dobie, before you pick it up.
Why, if you think I'm cheating, Marshal, go ahead. You pick up the wallet and look in it.
If I'm wrong, I'll apologize.
Cisco, ain't about to shoot Weston in it.
Cisco, shut the gun out of my hand.
Pretty marshals in the back is your specialty, eh, Rayner? What are you doing back in town, Cisco? I told you I was marshal and I'd handle things.
That's right, Wes. Ask Cisco what happened to your sister. Ask him why he shot her.
Well, you are wrong, you mommerich. There's the Senorita Gina. She's not dead.
You and Dobie didn't do a good job when you tried to shoot him, Slick Santana.
By your knowledge about the matter, you admit your guilt.
I don't know what this is all about, but it don't change things between you and me, Cisco.
Then before we go any farther, Marshal Lassiter, I want to show you something about the poker chip draw. You start anything with me, be sure you can finish it.
See, and that's something you're not can do.
All right. So you put the chip on the back of your hand and you're going to shoot it before it hits the floor like I did. What does that prove? Watch.
Cisco shoot that poker chip three times before the pieces hit the floor.
Now, Dobie, get him.
Pass on the gun, Cisco. With my
Lionel Raynor, Marshal West, you take care of Santana.
I'm right with you, Cisco.
Oh, you're right away. He's going, Marshal West. They might die by years. It's like the old Marshal's gun used to go over.
This fight is over, Toby Raynor. You are going to answer to the law for two attempted killings and one murder.
You're in for a chunk of the same medicine Raynor got, Santana.
Hold on, Marshal. You're going to let Cisco tell you how to run things?
Arguments between Cisco and me are none of your business. But when you and your partner gang up on it, it is my business.
Good Marshal! Oh, when you learn all there is to know about those two sidewinders, you'll realize just how good.
I believe you, Gene. I believe you. Cisco, Pancho, would you please, as my deputies, drag these two skunks over to the jail? They're going to get what's coming to them, according to due process of the law.
See, Marshal West, that what Deputy Marshal Pancho like to hear, according to due process of the law. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Marshal West find out all about those two coyotes, Raynor and Santani.
Oh, si, Pancho. I think West Lassiter will follow in the footsteps of his father.
Oh, more important, Marshal West, he find out everybody need help from their amigos. And Pancho glad to do the helping.
Since you mention it, Pancho, you did a lot of helping yourself at the dinner Senorita Jean prepared for us.
Oh, of course, Cisco. That food Senorita Jean cooks so good and Pancho's so hungry.
I am talking about your table manners, Pancho. They're terrible.
Oh, what do you mean, Cisco?
I have told you so many times to ask for things at the table, not to reach for them, Pancho. Have you not got a tongue?
Si, Cisco. Pancho got a tongue. But Pancho's arm a whole lot longer.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
Cisco Kid comes to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.